Yes, we have with us the newly elected TKK fire chief himself, Glenn Hasty. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We are doing fantastic. Wanted to reach out to you this morning and have you share with us what TKK is doing on this September 11th morning.
We are doing just a simple ceremony involving the staff here in town. Everybody's going to get together about 8:40. Just have a moment. One of the local pastors from Lake Shore, Jim Billings, is going to offer a quick prayer for us. At 8:46, we're going to have a moment of silence in the time the first plane hit the first tower. And we're just going to reflect for just a little bit together, share some time and of a remembrance of all those who've paid the ultimate price and given their lives, and those who lost their lives as a result of this tragic accident.
Is this going to take place, Chief Hasty, at the TKK Fire Department?
No, this is actually going to be at the Memorial Gardens across from City Hall in TKK.
Okay, and so anyone listening, if they're in TKK this morning, can swing by and be part of that for a portion
sure,
of their morning.
Sure.
Glenn, we're looking, this is 18 years since the attack on our World Trade Center and really attack on America. Why do you believe that it's so important that we as a nation never forget?
You know, Patty, it changed the way we live. It changed the freedoms that we have. It compromised those. Our children don't realize the impacts or the things that we've lost. Many times because, you know, they were very young or some were not even born then. But it's so important that we not forget. You know, we're still losing lives today as a result of the actions of 9/11.
That's right.
Yeah. We saw Chief Hasty on 9/11, the number of firefighters, the video, the pictures, the images of firefighters running into a situation that they all, most of them say, they had no idea what was going on or they just knew they needed to respond. And the fire service took such a hit on 9/11. And I know this is something that's been in your blood for a long time. And how do you approach each anniversary of 9/11 from your perspective of not only as an American citizen, but also in your role as a fire chief?
We shared time together this morning at the kitchen table at the fire station, talking about where we were and the things that we did, things that we were doing. And, you know, many of the firefighters were not on the job then. I was, and I remember exactly where I was at. I was at an engine company in the city. And, you know, it's just the impacts of those, and you see the images of the firefighters going in. And, you know, it's one of those things that we sign on to do. We sign on to selflessly serve and to offer that protection and, you know, hopefully to save that one life that we can make an impact and make a difference. So we shared that time this morning. We sat at the kitchen table at the fire station just to reflect, you know, from a firefighter's perspective.
I think that is so awesome. We appreciate all that you do, serving selflessly, training for the what-if scenarios. 343 firefighters went to sleep on September 10th and woke up believing that it would just be an ordinary day. Thank you so much for your service, mm-hmm. and congratulations on becoming TKK's fire chief. They're in good hands over there, and thank you for what you're doing for 9/11 and sharing that opportunity for all of us to be a part of this very significant day.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I've got to give it to the city management, the city staff here as well. We're going to, not only are we having the moment of silence at the Memorial Gardens here, but if someone can't make it, everyone's been asked just to take a moment at 8:46 and, you know, just observe a moment of silence. And Manager Funderburg sent that out. And, you know, how appropriate is that for all of us? You know, just to take that moment and reflect.
Right.
And remember.
That's right.
Not only today, but almost every day, to be honest with you. I mean, you can take a short moment out of your day just to pause and reflect. And as we heard earlier this morning from Victory Sports, be better, not bitter. And today is a great message to live that out for sure. Chief Glenn Hasty, again, with the TKK Fire Department, thank you so much for your time today. Again, your short ceremony gets underway around 8:40 at the Memorial Gardens there in TKK, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Everyone's That's welcome. Correct. If you can swing by, do so. And if you can't get to that ceremony, there are many other ways to do so. But you can just swing by the TKK Fire Department, all of our fire departments today, and just a simple thank you goes a long way, I assume, for what you guys do. Right, Chief?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And all the public servants. It's not only fire. It's all the public servants. You know, it's a team effort. And, you know, even you guys putting out the message, and it's so important. And I really appreciate you guys. Appreciate the opportunity to talk with you this morning. You guys have a wonderful day.
Oh, you do
Thank
the
you
same,
so
Chief.
Much. Okay. Talk to you next time.